Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most of those social media channels. And of course, the podcast, fmr.co.za. As Russia pours oil on the flames of the Ukraine and the EU bans Russian fuel supplies to some extent and OPEC profits on the turmoil, we have a very heavy supply-side-based fuel price increase. So I collected some of my favorite advice on how to get more out of the rands in your fuel tank. First off, tips about getting more fuel in your car for less. If you drive a diesel, check prices via apps or as you drive about. The diesel price is unregulated and varies from station to station, brand to brand, and often day of the week. Now the tip, fill up in the morning. Seriously, only a tiny benefit, but as the day heats up, fuel expands, giving you less per liter. Tiny gains, but over a lifetime, there is an actual benefit. Fill your tank to the click. No more and not less either. Every time you fill up, there's some wastage. Whether from fumes or from fuel dripped, filling up less often wastes less fuel. And your time, of course. On the other hand, filling beyond the auto stop on the pump will have fuel wasted from your tank, either as it expands due to heat or just sloshing about. And the result either way into some making it into the car's overflow system and eventually spilling to the environment. Probably not enough to notice, but why do that? Just don't. The click and your tank are designed to work. Use it. And then we get to tips around habits. Buy fuel when the price is about to go up, of course. Breaking my rule before to some extent, of course, about waiting until your tank is empty and filling once. But also, again, drive when there is less traffic. Duh. But seriously, good planning can save you a fortune. Time of day, routing, and for that, use a good app like Waze to plan your drives, both in terms of the routing and optimizing your departure time. Which brings me to driving style. The cheapest way to drive and save your car mechanically is to maintain a constant speed. Accelerating and braking is always going to hurt you in the wallet. So imagine an egg between your foot and the throttle and your brakes. Smash it at your peril. Predict traffic flow and slow down in anticipation of traffic lights. Avoid coming to a full stop. Trickle toward that red light and hopefully it'll get to green before you need to come to a complete stop. Accelerate slowly and smoothly back up to speed. This works and costs you no time. This is why avoiding traffic is so good for fuel savings. Smooth for the win. This is how those incredible distances are achieved in economy runs on a single tank of fuel. When on the freeway, drive at the lowest speed you can possibly hold in your top gear without the engine lagging or laboring. The amount of energy taken to overcome wind resistance is exponential, so a small increase in average speed will have a big impact on the cash thrown into your tank. The same goes for driving with open windows. Above a reasonably low speed, your car is more fuel efficient with the windows closed and the air conditioner on. Seriously, this is due to wind resistance. I see too many drivers trying to save money in summer by driving with windows open and aircon off. It is the exact opposite. Keep your windows closed and the aircon on, except at really low speeds. Again, get your tire pressures right and use the correct tires. Seriously, low pressures will hurt your pocket twice, by damaging the tires and by increasing road resistance. Overinflating is neither safe nor good for the tires. Don't do that either, and that there would only be a marginal benefit anyhow. And silly wide tires just suck efficiency. Keep your car serviced per manufacturer's specs. Old oil will cost you efficiency and engine life besides. Blocked air or oil filters will be a disaster. Consider whether you actually need to drive and do that trip at all, especially short trips to the supermarket. I bet the few rands on grocery delivery fees are less than the cost of going to the store. Regarding fuel or oil additives or widgets, both with or without magnets, none of them work. If they did, the manufacturers would use them. Lastly, weigh up your current car's fuel costs per month versus the cost of payments on a more fuel-efficient car. And as a general rule, the smaller and lighter the car, the less SUV or 4x4 like, the cheaper to run. Do the maths carefully. It takes a real gas guzzler to make this equation work due to upfront costs and depreciation. This is probably my worst tip today. I hope this was all useful. If you have those tips, if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi.